Centurion Fellowship as we here wind up verse 2, chapter 1. We're in Team Paul's prayer of thanksgiving. The end of the verse, here's what we're dealing with, first session. We have the adverb constantly. It's put in the third, verse 3 in your New American Standard in the Greek text, which I show on the top of your page there. It actually ends the sentence in verse 2. And the prayers constantly here, that adverb is placed to bridge the thought of the prayers themselves and making mention of the prayers in verse 2 with the context and content of their prayers in verse 3 of bearing in mind. So, point 42, the purpose for is grammatical position here, page 8 of our notes, the adverb constantly, is to illustrate that the two activities of making mention and bearing in mind verse 3 are simultaneous at the same time, and that both relate to prayer. So 43 is emphasis in verse 2, as we would apply to the prayer side, is a forceful indication of how much Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy lived in an atmosphere of communion with God. Their minds were predisposed and set and focused on maintaining a healthy and zealous prayer life on behalf of the saints. 44, further, it has a force here of continued or continual, as in a repetitive way, rather than continuous. In other words, like I said, you have to think other things in order to function in life. You can't always be constantly praying in the sense of concentrating and focus specifically on your prayers, or else you get nothing else done. So the emphasis here is this repetitive regimen that they have instilled and implemented in regards to their own Christian lives with respect to their prayer life, whether it's praying or bearing in mind, either case, as both are simultaneous. So, 45, Paul and associates on a continual basis, daily or otherwise, as they may have set up their own regimen. We're thanking God for the phase 2 response of the Thessalonians in intercession, as they made mention of them before the throne of grace. When we address God the Father, we address Him, in essence, in the third heaven, at what is called the throne of grace. And there, we find the grace necessary in order for us to continue to matriculate spiritually and apply doctrine in our own Christian lives, beseeching and asking help on behalf of others as well as our own self in petition. So 46, this done on a regimented and consistent basis. A regimented and consistent basis. Bible doctrine instills discipline in people's lives if they will take it seriously. And they will obviously establish priorities. They will become regimented in regards to their own thinking, doing things decently and in order according to doctrine, and will find them to be reliable individuals in regards to their own persons, as the term consistent emphasizes. So 47, their thanksgiving first colored their attitude towards these saints in their prayers. As I brought out at the beginning of the notes, thanksgiving is the theme, if you will, the entirety of the remainder of chapter 1, verses 2 through 10. And their thanksgiving first colors their attitude towards these saints. So 48, verse 2b, is the first three dependent participial clauses supporting the main verb, we give thanks. 49, the next two clauses, bearing in mind and knowing, in verses 3 and 4, participles also, will explain the why of the thanksgiving. The why of the thanksgiving. 50, further, that all three participles are verbs that deal with one's thought, the remembrance, the recollection, the energy necessary to contemplate, thinking about individuals, underscores the importance of the mental attitude for all concerned in appreciation of the positive and justice. Obviously, one's thoughts, how one thinks, is going to slide over and express itself in one's actions and words. So the mental attitude is all important in regard to maintaining the proper mental attitude according to the doctrine with respect to others around us. All right? Now,